Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Hello, everyone. We are live. I'm Lauren Lunn-Farrow, and I have done the closest thing to community service today. I have watched Meghan Markle's new show, With Love, Meghan. Not just one episode, but I have actually watched the entire series. I was up at 6 a.m. and it is just as horrific as I thought it would be. But I want to start by saying it's not all bad, and I am happy to give credit where credit is due. So let's start with the positives before I rip it to shreds. The positives. Okay. The way it's filmed, take out who's in it, the way it's filmed was very good. What I really liked was the fact that it was slick, high aesthetic, and it was expensive. The production company have spent money on it, which is good because we know how much Netflix paid for it. However, that's about as much as I can say on it being good. And if it was good, I really would say, because I'm always open to kind of changing my mind, and it's not set in stone if someone does a good job. This show is likely probably going to make you feel really not great about yourself. So I'll tell you about how it left me. And I've got lots of experience, as you guys who have watched my videos know, in celebrity PR. However, what I really didn't like about this video, or the videos that Meghan's done, or the series rather, is how desperately out of touch it is with the current climate in the UK, the US, globally. People are really having a hard time. People are working multiple jobs. People are paying more tax than they should around the world. People are surviving. That's how I think a lot of us feel. I didn't like this show for many reasons, but that's the kind of foundational feeling I have on it, because it's very hard for me to watch a show like this and know, as a former publicist, what's at play here. And what's at play is Meghan, in my opinion, is trying to manipulate people and is trying to ultimately, it looks to me, take your money from your back pocket or from your purse and get you to spend it on her brand. And I didn't like that side of it, because many of us are very busy and we do not have time to be freezing ice cubes with edible flowers in, and we do not have time to be putting on or buying £50,000 worth of jewellery to put on our wrist before we are kneading sourdough bread. This just didn't sit well with me, okay? So that's just a top line. If you are a Meghan fan, I don't think you will enjoy this video. But if you want to hear me kind of piece by piece go through it, then absolutely, I think this will be a great video for you, because the kind of crux, things that really annoy me, are people taking advantage of the public. And I can see so clearly what Meghan is trying to do is rip off the Martha Stewart business model. But actually, Martha Stewart didn't sit down at the very start of her career and say, right, I'm going to monetize this, this, this. She had a basement where she was doing a catering business when she did catering for a friend. She was then spotted and by someone who said, oh, I really want to introduce you to a publisher. You should be doing more of this, this. It was actually at the early part of Martha Stewart's career, it was very organic growth. This isn't what Megan's doing, okay? Megan is doing the Martha Stewart business model, but completely back to front, because what you should really do is earn the respect and trust of your audience, and then later down the line, they buy into the products. Whereas what she's done is launch the white labeled products that are hugely overpriced before the consumers and the audience and viewers have actually been on that journey with her. So for me, this is so disingenuous. But I have a guest tonight who I want to bring in to chat with you from the Royal Daily Tea YouTube channel. So I'm going to add her to the stage now. Hello, can you hear me okay?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing okay. It's just been a very, very busy day, as you can imagine. Yeah.
Your sound just before we start, have you got headphones? There was some...
You hear me now? Is this better?
Yes, that's better. It was just banging.
I had a fan going.
Oh, it's still okay, guys. If there's any sound issues, if someone just drops it in the chat, and then I'll see it. But thank you so much for joining me. Have you had to do what I've done and watch the entire series?
I've watched 2.5 episodes.
Okay, that's more than enough. I did the community service and did the entire lot. I would love to hear what you thought of the 2.5 episodes that you've seen.
Well, it was kind of like deja vu. I mean, it was just kind of more of the same, nothing really exciting. And again, if you're a Meghan Markle fan, you're going to love it, but you're not going to walk away learning anything like you would if you watched Martha Stewart. Nothing new here. It was kind of like Martha Stewart circa 1995. I think this could have been a YouTube channel, honestly. I've learned about the resin jewelry from someone who had an Etsy store. She had a YouTube channel. Everything that she did is things that's been done a million times before, nothing creative. But again, it's Meghan Markle, the Duchess. Yeah. So if you like Meghan, it'll be your feel-good show. But for the rest of us, we're like, she got paid millions upon millions of dollars for this show, and her guests were so lackluster, you would think she would have bigger guests on the show.
When I saw Chrissy Teigen, I thought, you've got to be kidding me. This is crazy. You know, huge bullying allegations. And Chrissy Teigen seems like just a not very nice person. You know, I've been down multiple rabbit holes where I've found various things that I find really troubling, particularly past posts she's put out when it was Twitter. But everything about this series to me just felt like, she is not living in the real world, Megan. You know, I think a lot of mums are going to watch this. And this is what the press is saying in the UK, actually, interestingly. It doesn't leave you feeling empowered to go and make resin jewelry or leave you empowered to go and grow lettuce in the garden. It makes you think, oh, my goodness, I'm not doing a great job at home. I'm not running a home like this.
Well, they're very expensive projects. I was like, that's a lot of money. Those flowers that she just goes to this massive garden, which isn't hers, by the way. It's someone else's house, someone else's garden, someone else's produce. And she acts like she's just grown all of this. She's made, like you said, who can live up to that? None of us can afford groceries right now. And, you know, the fruit platter alone was like a lot. That one time for the 4th of July thing with all that brie cheese. I'm like, that's a very expensive food platter for two people.
Yeah.
So again, it's just like very expensive crafts for people who don't have time, who don't have the money. I get what she's trying to do, but I think it's failing, like you said, with moms. Like, do you have time to make jewelry with everything you do?
I mean, the best bit, I don't have time to make jewelry. Yeah. And I've grown some carrots this year in my garden. And it is not a cheap hobby to do. I needed like 5 bags of soil. They take a lot of caring for. And honestly, I found my kids had pulled them up and just left them on the side. Like, I don't even think they're bothered about it. But when, you know, Megan's like, these are some, I've got the actual quote. She said, we've planted this allotment. And I thought, you're telling porcupines you haven't. planted this allotment. This is a rented house. And from, I did some research, and in this house, there is 8 acres of lemon groves, avocado trees. And it looks to me like this allotment is kind of permanently almost set up there. So you haven't grown the allotment, Megan. Right. You know,
it's very fake. It's very Hollywood. At least Martha Stewart grows her produce. It's in her house. You can see this woman literally lived that lifestyle. When she started her cooking show, she already had a catering business.
Yeah.
She was already a success. She was doing the work. And then she got obviously the show because that would make sense. She was a professional in her field. Meghan Markle's The Tig was about day drinking and going on very expensive trips, which again, we don't know how she paid for, but whatever. It was about drinking and it was about partying and fashion. It wasn't really about food that much except for avocado toast. But again, this show, Meghan Markle's not a cook. She's not a homemaker. She's not a trad wife. She's not light and fluffy. And she likes to act like, I'm so light and fluffy with this cute music, but everything we know about Meghan, it's a contradiction.
Yeah,
at least absolutely. Martha Stewart doesn't try to come across as a cuddly teddy bear. We know she's a titan.
Yeah.
But she has good work. So we don't care that she's not lovable and huggable. We don't go to Martha Stewart to give her a hug. We go to Martha Stewart to be entertained and to learn something. Right?
And she's also, sorry, I'm just going to put my chair down a bit.
Oh, yeah.
She's also, Martha Stewart has grafted. I think that's the difference. Mm-hmm. Martha Stewart to me is a grafter. Meghan is a grifter. And I just felt everything about it was almost like watching The Hills. Do you remember back in the day or one of those kind of reality shows? And it's like this over curated, high entertainment setup show. I think times have changed post COVID. Mm-hmm. I just don't think people actually want that kind of entertainment anymore. And I think for one episode, you might find it a bit funny, but I don't think I could name one person in my phone book that would genuinely want to watch all 8 episodes. Do you?
No, I don't know one person who likes her in America. Not one person. And I think in the past 5 years, you know, the tide has changed. And ever since the Oprah Winfrey interview in 2021, she had a lot more support because she came over here, excuse me, on a victimhood narrative. But now people are starting to realize, gosh, these two whine a lot. You know, they're always crying in their golden, you know, snowflakes about their life, their lot in life. But they have more money than the rest of us will ever see, more opportunity. And after 5 years, it's like, shut up already. You left the royal family. And then people are starting to see they're hypocrites, right? That they weren't telling the truth. And I always said about Meghan Markle, if she would have came out here in 2020 when they did Megxit and just started a YouTube channel and became a lifestyle blogger, redid The Tig and didn't talk about the royal family, I think she would do very, very well with that audience. But what she did was they got off social media, and you as a branding expert could probably agree with this, but the thing was they had a disconnect with their fans. It was kind of like, we're up here, you're down here, just do what we say. They weren't talking to their fans. They completely cut everything off until 2025. And then she turns on Instagram and all of a sudden she's just everywhere and she wants people to love and adore her and go out and buy her products. The problem is she hasn't really connected with her fans for 5 years. She hasn't built that audience up, that trust. And instead we have the Oprah Winfrey interview, the BBC interview, the H&M documentary, Spare. So we have all of this negative narrative that has been building up our perception of her and our opinions of her and facts about her, you know, in the media. And then she comes off trying to be like, look at me, I'm so cute. Come buy my jam. And it's like, if you would have done that 5 years ago, before all the negative stuff, maybe we would have bought it, right? But now it's like no one's buying this little narrative that she's creating. It's like an act.
Yeah. And so there's a bit in the show as well where she goes, I don't know if you got to this episode, but she said, my friend Tam's going to come.
Yeah.
And the guy, so the guy from, is it Queer Eye from the Straight Guy?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't watch it. But then she's shopping for books for his children. She's like, I just love to give people gifts when I'm catching up with them.
Mm-hmm.
thought, okay, that's nice. And then the next scene is him coming into the rented kitchen, because it's not even her kitchen. This is how disingenuous the whole bloody show is. So comes into the kitchen and she goes, it is so lovely to meet you. And I went, because at 6 o'clock this morning, I was like, oh goodness, when I had to watch it all. And then I was meeting on air. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
Right. And I noticed most of her guests have a Netflix show anyway. So yeah. I kind of felt like, and I think they're all part of WME. So I think it was kind of like a work thing. They're like, okay, just go on Megan's show. They probably paid them. It was probably just a working gig. Nobody knows her except for the first episode with Daniel Martin. He offers nothing. The guy doesn't have any culinary skills. He's like, oh, I'm not going to cut myself this time. I mean, what was he there for? The other two people, I think they were chefs. I don't remember their names. I'm sorry. But they actually did a pretty good job with, like, the s'mores. Like, the guests seemed like they were very knowledgeable. But, like, why was Dan? It makes no sense. And the chemistry between them was all kind of flat and kind of weird with, like, the flower arranging and then the marshmallows. It was just weird. I don't know. I think she's trying too hard.
They do flower arranging. It's like, she's like, yeah, this is one of my favorite things to do. And I was thinking, okay, I mean,
not to be mean, but
when I'm catching up with my friends, I wouldn't say flower arranging is top of the list, but anyhow, each to their own. So she said about flower arranging, and then she's like, and then we're just going to improvise on a picnic or meal. And I thought, there's nothing improvised about a Netflix show.
It's all set out.
Yeah, and then it's like, you know, we're just going to, let's go to the beach and have our, you know, hot tea. And for me, I always watch it through the kind of lens of my past, which is being a publicist. So I know that there is no spontaneity in those kind of TV shows. No. You know, it's like drones would have had to book airspace to fly over to get some of those shots.
Oh my goodness.
It was Malibu, I think, where they filmed some of the beach shots. So, you know, they would have had to get clearance and nothing about it is spontaneous. And I've worked on a lot of reality shows and they have to be. I was actually with a TV friend at the weekend and we were laughing about it because she said, you know, they all pretend it's reality TV, but you have to get filming permits the majority of the time. And if you release forms. And so it's not just like the old days of filming the Osbournes. It's a completely different world we live in now. So you have to get.
They talked about in the Hills and they would film when a plane would go over, they would all pause and then they would continue the conversation because even though it's reality, it's still TV. They're still filming. So with Megan, everything was carefully crafted, very neat. She's wearing very expensive clothing and her jewelry and her hair was hanging. I think there was one episode where the food got in her hair and I was just like, why don't you put your hair back, Megan? Food should not be in your hair when you're cooking. That should be a sign to put your hair back. I can just imagine the hair strands just all over that kitchen and the jewelry that she never takes off. I'm like, how often do you think she cleans those bracelets? Let's be real.
I'm glad you brought this up because I could not get out of my head the whole way through. I didn't see anyone wash their hands at all throughout the whole show. Her hair's all like this and, you know, then she's kind of touching her dog and cooking. And look, I've got two dogs. You know, I'm not saying I've got the best kitchen in the world, but if I was making a whatever kind of show this is, I would be cleaning my hands before I was chopping
up everything. With her claws, I was just thinking about the dirt and grime that she has underneath her nails and she's like kneading the bread. And I'm just like, oh my God, it was so gross.
All I could think of was that I can't take you seriously, Chrissy Teigen, because you're friends with Diddy and I don't think you're a very nice person. So I just couldn't get past that. But it did make me think, evidently, Megan is not taking advice from people because you would not have Chrissy Teigen on your show when you have yourself been, the subject of numerous bullying accusations, as has Chrissy Teigen. I thought it was a wild PR move and not in a good way.
Let's not forget that Megan and Harry head the Parents Network, which talks about online cyberbullying for teenagers. Chrissy Teigen, literally the poster child, bullying a teenager, telling her to take a dirt nap. Not only did Chrissy Teigen tweet that, she actually DM'd her as well. just to make sure she got the message. Literally sent her messages. And I'm like, you're associating with her, and then you run a charity talking about cyberbullying.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm just checking you got my trolling.
Yeah, make it make sense. So I'm kind of wondering what the parents who are part of that network are thinking about her choice of guest. That's what I want to know. Because they're probably like, why do you have this bullying on your channel?
Do you think Netflix will do another series?
Yeah, okay, so I kind of talked about this a little bit on my channel because they're doing a Christmas special, right? Nobody thought that was going to happen, and it is. I think they might do a season 3, and the only reason why is because they have the As Ever brand. They're still in bed with Meghan Markle. They're still invested in the As Ever. They're still trying to do a lifestyle brand, and they're going to be doing that in, I think, the summer of 2026. So would it make sense to do a season 3 where they could do product placement? Probably. So I think that could be a possibility only because they want to heavily push As Ever products. Again, today she just relaunched her brand new stock. So, and her wine is not selling. So yeah, I think they want to do some product placement because if you look at the first two series, they did a little bit with like the flower sprinkles, but she didn't say, check out my sprinkles in my storefront. You could buy it here. Like she just says, oh, I just have flower sprinkles. There's no real product placement that people would know about unless they knew she had a line that was launched today. If you watch the show, you're not going to know that's her product line, right? If you never heard about As Ever. So there was really no product placement, and Netflix wants their money back. So I think the Christmas show is going to be a soft launch into some new products and possibly season 3 for As Ever. I could be wrong, but that's my assumption.
So I did some research because I thought, where's the book for this? You know, I thought surely there'll be a book. And there's a way I can check that people might not ordinarily know about where you can see when publishers are kind of trying to just hide it but get it out to the bookshops. So Simon and Schuster have a huge publisher, have a book slated for release in October 2026. It doesn't say, but this is very, very, very far for it to be on Amazon where I found it. And I'll put it up on my Instagram afterwards so you guys can see it. But I thought, okay, is this part two of Spare, which I don't know if it is. I think 3 or 4 years is very short time to then do a follow-up. So I thought, okay, I think this is Meghan Markle. I think Meghan Markle is going to release bits from the series and try and monetize that.
See, I would have thought she would have had a cook show before the products. Like you're having the cooking show come out with a cooking book, right? But then she came out with the products with no recipes. So it was like, this is a disaster. Even on the website, list the dang, recipes, put it on your website, have a blog, nothing. Yeah. It's like no instructions. So maybe they're saving it for a cookbook. But again, like you said, they should have had that come out now or maybe early next year. Now they were with Penguin Random House. You know, they had that 4-book deal and they've only done one so far, which is Spare. So you think they might have went to a different publisher then for the cookbook instead of Penguin?
You just don't know, because I think I think it's very telling that Harry wasn't in this series. I think Meghan's very keen to be seen as, you know, a female entrepreneur, very much in her lane and separate to Harry. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't surprise me if she went to a separate publisher. But I also think there, and I hate to use the word strategy because I don't feel like it is any strategy, but I feel like it's completely ego driven. So I don't feel like, because you made a really good point that, you know, the products have come out, but then there's the show and everything's really disjointed. Yes. None of it is professionally led by advice. I think they're probably given advice. Mm-hmm. They take parts of it, but she's at the top of the pyramid and is hugely hands-on with everything. And that's actually, yes, it's great when clients are involved, but not when it's things that they have no idea about.
Right. Kind of the blind leading the blind. I think Netflix is what I heard is they're kind of starting to take over a little bit. They're kind of starting to steer the Titanic away from the iceberg. And again, it was like a miracle, Christmas miracle that her product relaunch happened today, the launch of her season 2 show. I mean, this is the first thing she's done right. I'm like, wow, you actually got it together. I think Netflix is like, we need to push this. So I didn't see all the episodes. So you said Harry didn't even peek at all 5 minutes in the show. Wow.
Harry wasn't in it. And interestingly, I was just checking Instagram before I came on to here, and Megan, so remember, this is filmed in a rented house, not Megan's house, and Harry's not in it. And we also, we don't see Lilibet, her daughter. And I've got to say, I am actually, I really respect people that don't put their children in the public eye. I don't think the public eye is a place for children.
Yes.
So I totally understand that. However, I feel like she's using Lilibet strategically, because there's an Insta story and it's a big picture of Megan and her dog that features in the show. Lilibet kissing this picture and then walking away with her hair. And it's, you can just see their kitchen, their kind of big farmyard kitchen.
Yeah.
And I thought, ooh, that is really, for me, it felt like Netflix, here's a carrot, up the money, you could have had this.
Well, a lot of people believe for the Christmas show, they might feature the kids. I don't think that will happen, but maybe the back of their heads, who knows? They have to do something, because we know this was already pre-filmed last year, so there wasn't going to be anything new. It was just a continuation. So for the Christmas special, they might have to ramp it up if she wants to get a season three. So...
And I see this.
Come out.
It is awful, but I see it so much. People do wheel their kids in and out when they need to. I would say that I think they would, or Megan would use the kids in the Christmas episode, but it would be tied into some form of giving back. So they would be making kind of baskets for people or something like that, is how I would see the narrative working.
Like Kate did with her kids when they went to that one place and they were sorting clothes. So maybe they will bring it. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to be a big fight with Harry to have the kids, but maybe we'll see the back of their heads or something. Maybe Harry would dress up as Santa. I don't know. But I think they're going to have to do something
different
than what they've done here to jazz it up. Because, again, this is a snooze fest. It's kind of the same thing. I feel like I'm in deja vu. I fell asleep during the first season. I didn't make it past the third episode. So I'm watching it while I work. And honestly, I feel like they've made bread three times. I don't even know if that's true. But I'm so bored. And it's so lackluster. There's no stars. It's boring. It's just Megan in very expensive outfits. Why does this woman cook in sweaters? I mean, I would be hot, but okay.
Because she's not cooking, is she? Someone else has done it. She's just pulling it out the oven.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, Chrissy Teigen was okay, but there's no chemistry. She doesn't know these people.
Yeah.
She doesn't, except for Daniel.
Yeah.
Daniel, that's why she had to bring back the one friend. I don't know who the other people are, but she clearly knows none of these people. She ran out of friends on the first 8 episodes.
Yeah.
So they had to wrangle someone back again that she didn't have anybody else. I mean, could she call Jessica Maroney? I don't know. She available? Yeah. Serena? No one's answering her phone call. It's just bizarre. Why isn't Serena there? Isn't that her bestie? If I had a cooking show, my bestie, you better be rolling up.
I just found it so surprising that when they left the royal family, there was such an emphasis from them on, you know, this is a life of service. And I at that time, I really did wish the best for them. And, you know, I don't wish any harm on them now. But I've thought, I like the fact you want to do this. What I didn't expect to see was Meghan then behave in the terrible way I feel like she has behaved since. And there was also digs about the Queen when she said, further down in the second series, she said, I had to spend 3 weeks away from my children. It was awful. It made me ill. And, you know, royal family fans will know that that was when the Queen was dying of bone cancer. And there was nothing to stop them bringing back the children. But obviously Harry had an ongoing argument going on about security, and he said he wouldn't bring his family here. So that was why there was nothing also to stop Meghan getting on a plane, going to see the children, and then coming back for the funeral. There were a few jibes I felt throughout the series.
Well, the funny thing is Harry and Meghan spend so much time apart from their kids. Like, you have to remember, their kids were little, and she didn't even know. I called, who was ever watching the kids, and I read them a story. Do you know who's watching your kids? I mean, they went on trip after trip after trip, vacation after vacation, never take their kids. And I think this year she tried to clap back with like that Disney trip, like to say, see, take our kids places. But really, I forgot the amount of time someone had actually calculated the amount of days that Harry and Meghan were away from their kids. And it was a lot. It was like over 100 days. Remember, Harry was gone for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
By himself. And he didn't have to go. It's not like he has a job. He's just hanging out in Africa, going to the UK, going here. That he could have phoned it in. He could have
leaking done stories, call. Allegedly, left, right, and center.
Right. And so basically, they're always away from their kids, and their kids are very small. So I did find that a little ironic that she said, I don't want to leave my children. I'm like, you leave them all the time.
Can I say, I just want to pull a comment out. So, because I like to read the good and the bad. Someone said, you must be so jealous of Meghan, you can't stand it. I'm neither jealous of Meghan, nor do I hate her. What I do hate, though, is disingenuous people trying to take members of the public for fools. And that's what I think Meghan is trying to do. And I don't like the fact when people try and capitalize and are fake. And there are many people, like personally, I know people don't really like Gwyneth Paltrow, but I find that there is a genuine side to Gwyneth Paltrow when it comes to Goop and her branding and things like that. I like it from a marketing point of view.
She lives that lifestyle. You can believe that Paltrow actually lives that lifestyle. She has a brand. She tests the products. You see her with her products. Yeah, she's very believable, just like Martha Stewart. But with Meghan, it's like, this is a vanity, money-making venture for me. Buy into it. And I'm just going to throw my label, a private label, on a product that's already made and pretend that I'm making it.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's the other thing that comes off as disingenuous, is that we know it. She's just private labeling her products.
Yeah. We've lost your video.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I had to turn it off for just a minute because I gotta go click something really quick.
Oh yeah, no worries.
Yeah,
I think that's that's absolutely on point what you've said about white labeling products. And that's the thing. It's like, I don't hate Meghan Markle, and I'm not jealous of her. It's a world that I've worked in. I feel that if people are going to release products, put the groundwork in. You know, you owe it to the public when you are launching something and when you are giving a product to them. So, you know, there are people like Gwyneth Paltrow who live and breathe it. And I find in these kind of tough economic times globally, I find that shows like this, I don't like that, actually. I don't like shows that are going to leave other kind of women, mums, girls feeling like they're failing and falling short. And I think people will probably leave this series feeling like that. And there's another, I'm just going to go through and see if there are any comments. Let's have a look.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
So there's another comment that says, I just find it a touch hypocritical that you're both talking about cyberbullying, then calling Meghan's hair in a bitchy way. Just surprised, as Lauren, I respect your knowledge and courage. Well, the point about Meghan's hair, for me, it was about the fact that it was really wavy and incredibly close to the food. So if you are going to be launching a culinary brand, which she has done, and if you're going to be launching a culinary show, I want to see your hair in it, actually. If you are cooking with chefs who have 3 Michelin stars, like she was during season 2, I don't want to see your hair flapping around, and I do not want to see a ton of makeup on. If you are there to do a show, which you're claiming is about elevating the everyday experience, put the focus on elevating the everyday experience. I don't want to see the focus on 50 grand's worth of jewelry from Cartier on your wrist. I don't want to see the focus on highly overly stylized outfits. I'm not interested in that. If you are bringing expertise to the table and expecting the public to buy into it, then come to the table professionally with a hairnet on. Someone said, elevate your hair off the food. Yeah. Yeah. And someone else has said, I was an assistant chef. Everything she does in that kitchen seems very unhealthy. But like I say, I'm willing to always say if some things are good. I thought the production values of the show was good. Like I say, I didn't see anyone washing their hands, which I thought that was really quite weird. Now, there was a section where, if you remember, the show was paused because it was supposed to come out around the fires that obviously hit Malibu. And there's a, you know, and they wanted to really reflect what had gone on in Malibu and the devastation. There was nothing. There was nothing. And this, again, I thought, that's not cool. So she went to do a mixology class with a mixologist. And there is a lot of alcohol in this show, actually.
Yeah.
And
I will say, drinking.
There is. And I've got to say, as someone that I've been sober for 6 years, and the way Megan reacted around, who's the gentleman? He is the former Buddhist monk.
What's, didn't get to that one yet.
He is, I've got it, hang on. He's so famous and I've had complete mind blank. He has got lots of, someone help me out, you'll know. He's got lots and lots of celebrity friends. Jay Shetty, that's it. Jay Shetty.
Was that in season 2 or was that in a different one?
Jay Shetty's in season 2, and now I can't remember.
Oh, no, I mean episode 2, I'm sorry.
Oh, I can't remember the point I was going to make.
About the alcohol, the monk.
Oh, yeah, so he's sober, and she was really like, so you don't have alcohol in your house? Yeah, so I've made you this because, you know, water's so boring. And I always think, for me, this is just my personal opinion, the only time I've ever encountered people that are awkward around me not drinking are people that have a very strange relationship with alcohol. But hey, that's just my opinion.
That's an interesting take on that. And someone said, now I don't know what episode it is, you'll probably tell me, that they're making some drinks, that she did the same thing on the TIG years ago. So she's kind of just resurrecting old stuff. It's not new stuff.
Yeah.
So kind of straight, you know, kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel. Again, all this stuff reminds me of like Pinterest 2015, Martha Stewart 1995. Look, some of the ideas are cute. And I agree with you. The people who worked behind the scenes, the production, the cinematography, even her hair and makeup and wardrobe was very nice, but I don't think it was right for the kitchen, but she looked very pretty. However, she's not relatable and she's wearing that old jewelry. I think she should have been a little bit cleaner, a little bit more professional, and kind of let the guest shine a little bit more. Now, I did like the episode with the s'mores because I thought both of her guests were very knowledgeable making the marshmallows. I thought they did an excellent job. But she's trying to put too many things in the episode, like trying too hard, like with the flower arranging, and they all looked bad. Yeah. Now, I'm not a crafty person. As a matter of fact, I hate crafts. When I went to go visit my sister in October, she thought it would be fun to put together these little Lego flower kits. It was so complicated. I hated it.
Does she like Megan?
You're right. And I was like, I don't want to work. I just want to drink and go out to lunch. I don't want to have to put a craft together. I couldn't get the dang thing to work. Everyone else got their flowers. It was really complicated. It was pretty, but it's not my cup of tea. I don't want to play Legos when I'm having lunch. So again, she was kind of forcing them to do all those crafts, like, let's get to work. And poor little Daniel Martin didn't know what the hell he was doing. It was a mess.
Yeah. So I felt as well, there was quite a lot of it was very woke as well. So there was like, make sure there's someone gay, tick, make sure there's a vegan, tick. Like it was all very let's appeal to everyone. And actually, I think when you try and appeal to everyone, you appeal to no one. You know, you're kind of, it all just felt too highly curated. But there was a point as well I was going to make, is when she went to the mixologist, he said he'd formerly been in New York and was a lawyer. And she said, did you watch Suits? And he said, no, I didn't have basic cable. You know, I was too busy kind of thing. And it was just really awkward. But it was brilliant. But they then go on to Soho House, or which is known, I believe, I've been there years ago, but it's called Malibu Beach House. And it's where the Kardashians always go for their private events. It's on the beachfront. And I knew that they were filming there because when I've been there, there's this very, very thin kind of wire fence all around it. It sounds like it's a jail, but it's not. It is a nice place. So I saw that in the background and thought that's definitely it. But what was interesting was the Malibu episode ended up being shorter than all of the rest. It was a very, very empty episode. And what I think happened was, because it had been shot before the fires, I think there was a huge amount of distasteful footage that they ended up having to take out. There's very little footage in it. And actually, when they're filming at Malibu House, the shots are so tight that for me, it looks like in the edit, they've actually had to crop in on the footage, because the shots, it's when they're sat outside. It is very strange, because I know that if you are filming privately at Malibu House, you can have access to the private dining room, because that's always where the Kardashians are filming. So there's a private dining room and then a kind of balcony which just goes out onto the sea. But these shots were incredibly tight. Something about it just was a bit strange for me.
Interesting. Yeah. Like I said, I haven't gotten that far yet. And I too was wondering what they were doing about the fires.
Yeah.
Because it was pre-taped during that time. Yeah, that is very interesting. But again, I just feel like the content, what is there, 8 episodes? Like, I just can't imagine what they're doing for all 8 episodes. I think I'm in episode 3 and he's making a French toast. They've already made bread. They've made s'mores. They've done jewelry. I'm just, what else are they going to do in these episodes? It's just like, I'm not a crafty person. So maybe if you're into crafts, you'll enjoy it. I don't enjoy it. No. I don't enjoy it.
I love craft. I have a craft
really?
Cover. I love it. And what I tried to do was actually leave my craft stuff everywhere. So my husband would say, you need your own shed. I'll build it for you, but it hasn't worked yet. I love craft, but, actually the best kind of crafty stuff I do with my kids is probably like, they love like painting an old box or something. I'm not going to buy a resin machine and resin glue. And, you know, Megan was making resin jewelry and I just thought, I'm watching her make this resin jewelry with the flowers that are the birth month of her kids and this and that. It all just felt like, whoa, this is just a lot for a plastic necklace. And I just thought, you're not going to wear it, are you? Because you're wearing 50 grand's worth of Cartier jewelry on
She's
your
She's never going to wear that. But yeah. I thought it was funny when Chrissy Teigen didn't know her tattoos and her kids' birth dates.
Yes.
She didn't know whose birth date was what. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, there's an amazing bit where Chrissy Teigen doesn't know her kids' birthdays, so then looks at her wrist because they're on her wrist because she's got it tattooed. So she's looking at it and she still doesn't know which birthday relates to which child. I thought, and what makes this even funnier is the introduction that Megan gives Chrissy Teigen is so unbelievably, she is really up Chrissy Teigen's, you know what, and I just couldn't believe it. And then this is a woman that's, you know, allegedly a horrible bully, well, both of them, and doesn't know her own children's birthday. I mean,
I know. I apologize about my camera, guys. I was having problems, so I just turned it off.
No worries.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Like I said, there's no chemistry. There's no friendship. They hadn't spoken in like 15 years, and they just did it for the show. Again, it's a vanity project. We know that Chrissy Teigen has had a cooking show. I don't think it's done very well. I think it was on Hulu. I don't even know if it's still on there. She also has her own line of products. Now, I did a video last year when we started talking about Meghan Markle coming up with her American Riviera Orchard, which sounded like an old folks home when she first came out with her, having a product line coming out. I thought she took a lot of inspiration from Chrissy Teigen. And the two of them are so parallel, Lauren, in their careers, because let's be honest, Chrissy Teigen was a subpar model. She really didn't become famous until she married John Legend. Both of them were on Deal or No Deal, briefcase girls. Meghan Markle was a D-list actress on Suits. She didn't really become relevant until she married Prince Harry. Both of them have a bullion allegation narrative. They both do these little cooking things. But again, they're just so similar in the way that their careers have kind of came full circle. And if you remember, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, they unfortunately had a child that passed. She called it a miscarriage, but turned out to be something else later on. And a couple months after that, Meghan Markle came out with her miscarriage story in the paper to get sympathy, in my opinion. I felt like she was taking from Chrissy Teigen because Chrissy Teigen at the time was getting a lot of positive press. And I think Meghan Markle wanted that for herself. That's just my opinion. So I feel like Meghan Markle has kind of stalked Chrissy Teigen a little bit along the way, and their two bullies unite. They're so similar in the way that they act, the way they run their businesses. I think Meghan took license from Chrissy Teigen. But again, when they were in the kitchen together, there was no real chemistry. They're not friends. This was a job.
Yeah, there was no chemistry. And I just thought, Chrissy Teigen used to be so pretty. And I just saw when she walked into the kitchen in the first scene, it looks to me like she has had so much work done on her face. And I also thought Meghan Markle had, and I get Botox, I don't deny it, each to their own. But Meghan's forehead was not moving as much. And I thought,
she had a lot of Botox for this show. I noticed that right away. Her forehead did not. It was very stiff. I did notice that in some of the pictures, like when she was trying to do those little expressions, she had no expression lines. It was like, wow, that's a very stiff forehead there. She had a lot of Botox, in my opinion. Again, I thought she looked nice in the show, but the wardrobe was just not appropriate. The hair down, not appropriate. The dang jewelry, take it off, wash it, wash your hands, put some gloves on. I mean, I just, between the nails of Chrissy Teigen and the jewelry that she never takes off in the hair, I was like, I just couldn't. I'm a germaphobe. So I was just like, oh my goodness. But thankfully, the kitchen was clean because the people probably kept it Clorox bleached for her. But I mean, it was just the aesthetic. You could tell she's not a cook.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I think I would have just much rather, I think when someone is authentic and in their everything about them just screams like integrity and you're a good un. And that's what I said about, I recently did a video on Demore Hadley actually. And I thought, I was saying everything about her, I just think you're a good one. You're a real one. I get good vibes from you, and you're someone that I believe has an abundance of integrity. You don't see that with someone like Meghan when they're doing this, because it is so contrived. It is all for money. And it's just so detached from real life. People are not making s'mores on an evening. I don't know, maybe all you guys do. I don't. I'm literally running around with a house that's a state trying to chase my tail. The last thing I'm doing is sat in the garden with, a fire roasting s'mores. Maybe I'm missing out there. Maybe I should be doing that.
You should be, Lauren.
Yeah, I know. Bad me. And I don't know, Michelle, do you host people with in the same way that Meghan does? What do you do with your friends to unwind? Are you sat there making skeleton fish?
No, I don't do any of those things. No, usually we go out to eat, right? Usually we have a group of friends. We go out to eat, happy hour, that type of thing, unless someone has like a housewarming party. But no, I don't host people. I mean, I don't have time, to be honest. I work like two jobs. I have zero time. And but I would love to do it one day, but I just don't have the time or energy to do that. So instead, it's just easier to go out to eat and enjoy your company with your friends. Most of the time, you just want to talk and interact with your friends, not like, hey, come over here and arrange these flowers. Like,
When it's got to the stage sometimes where, you know, I work, got kids, very busy, and don't get to see my friends very often. And it's genuinely got to the stage where I thought, well, maybe we could both do an online shop in the maybe we could both go to the supermarket at the same time one night and we could like catch up there. Cause, you know, the husbands can have the kids and we'll just chat away. Like, I think that is what most women, and most women are maybe a little bit more social than me, but I don't think most people are doing what Megan does and putting on this huge show for people when really it's your mates coming around your house. And I think as well, something I noticed from later on in the series is it's very frequent, like you say, that Megan's away from her kids from what I could see. So it's not like a big deal. So she said she was driving to LA and she was packing for it. And it, she was like, you know, I try and get away with my friends. And oh, last week I was here. And I just thought, okay, each to their own. But I don't know. Like, I'd love to hear in the chat from you guys. If you've got kids, are you taking regular breaks from them? I mean, no shade on my part. But I it just felt like Megan was massively out of touch with the real world. And actually, how we're just all trying to get through the blimmin' day.
Well, also, you have to remember, she doesn't have a job. She has two nannies. She's got maids, cooks, staff, gardeners. The woman doesn't have to do anything. So clearly she has a lot of freed up time that me and you don't have. So we didn't have to do anything, worry about money, have people take care and raise our children, take care of our animals, feed us, you know, clean our house. What, I guess we'd be making jewelry and doing flower arranging in the garden. Because what the hell would we do with our time? We'd have to work and do all those things. So she's got a lot of free time on her hands. But honestly, I don't even think she hosts those people. I think it was just for the show. That's my opinion. That's
definitely
my opinion.
Allegedly.
Yeah,
it's all just a joke. I've got to say, I you know, when I'm doing my garden, I wouldn't pay someone to do it. I really enjoy, like, yes, it's hard work, but when you've got a family, it's your home, isn't it? So doing your garden, like, a bit more help around the house would be nice. But it's this kind of, you know, everything she says she wants in life or she wanted is now just so big and on such a big stage that actually you feel like saying to her, I think you would be genuinely more happy if you weren't trying to keep up this pretense of, this is how you host your friends. This is, you know, the life you're trying to live. Like, put some Birkenstocks on, you know, make a cheese toastie and enjoy life.
Well, it's kind of like the ladies who lunch, you know, the ladies who have time to do all those charity events and go to lunch all the time. I mean, she lives a different lifestyle. They're all living in these mansions in Montecito. So again, we can't relate to these mansions. Yeah. And rented kitchens and the amount of fruit. Like, I was trying to look at the price points of the food that she was making, and it's just outrageous. And so again, if you're a Meghan Markle fan, you're probably going to enjoy it. If you like to do crafts, you might enjoy it. But for the rest of us, it's kind of like we just don't really care for her as a person. And that's the problem, is she's trying to sell a narrative that's not real. It's fake. She's acting. She's playing the part of a nice trad wife, a nice person who really cares about her friends. Meanwhile, she's got a graveyard, a ghosted family, and ghosted friends. I mean, let's ask Jessica Maroney how she feels about Megan really showing people how she cares. It does it mean ghosting them when they have a problem and dumping them after they're no longer useful. Mm. So again, her track record, her reputation kind of precedes her. And then she's trying to sell this really cutesy, oh my gosh, the 1950s music, aren't I cute? It's like, no, you're not. 5 years of a different narrative. It's hard to convince us now you're a different person. It's like, is Amber Heard going to open up a cooking store also?
Yeah.
I mean, is that going to go over well? Probably not.
I felt like Meghan Markle was about as qualified to do this show as Brooklyn Beckham is to launch a Saki brand, which he's done. Not qualified, not relevant, and actually taking up space of people that genuinely have learnt their craft, like Martha Stewart. Like, I started this show saying that Martha had grafted and her career progressed as she added kind of more stripes to her belt, or whatever the saying is, you know, whereas it's all done a bit back to front with Meghan. We will say not to watch it, but obviously, guys, if you want to watch it, you watch it, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. Michelle, what would you give the 2.5 episodes you saw out of 10?
Oh, God. I mean, out of a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
I would give it probably a 4.
Okay, a 4. Not bad. For comical value, what would you give it?
A 2.
And can you tell viewers, where can they catch up with you online and on YouTube?
They could check out my YouTube channel, Royal Daily Tea, the same name, on YouTube as well as X and on Instagram.
Amazing. And thank you so much. I'm going to be on your show in a couple of weeks as well.
The 14th. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I just need to work out. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you for having me, and I hope to see you soon on the 14th.
Thank you. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Hi, guys. Sorry, I'm a bit of a newbie with all the tech stuff, so I'm not that great at it. But yeah, I think it's really interesting to hear more perspectives. And yeah, I can't reiterate enough. There's not, you know, I don't hate Meghan Markle to bash Meghan Markle. I'm absolutely an advocate of people that I think should hold space in the industry that deserve to have our money and that we should be investing in. But Meghan Markle is not one of them. So does anyone have any questions that you want me to answer? Maybe about Meghan's branding, why I think it's a PR disaster. Obviously, I've said it's hugely out of touch with what's going on in the world and how we are all kind of just surviving. I also think she kind of dropped all these people that she'd used for the earlier narrative post leaving the royal family. Tyler Perry kind of didn't want to go near him, maybe because of everything relating to lawsuits and Diddy and various allegations. But for me, it seems that Meghan Markle likes to use things that work for certain eras and then move on. And I find that not really a very nice way to operate. So I'm just going through to see what your kind of comments are. Interesting as well, actually, I've got it on 2 post-it notes here. The production company that made this series, which I did say it was good, and I thought the production values were really good, but they also made This Is Paris by Paris Hilton and Secrets of Playboy, and I doubt that Meghan Markle will be flagging that in the press release, but it is out now. I would say if you're watching it, just think, is this how you prepare when your friends are coming over for a glass of wine or a cup of tea? Do you go to that much effort to host your friends? I don't. I think they help themselves normally to a cup of tea or whatever they want. And it's just very relaxed. And that's the kind of house that I have. But and I'm quite glad, because I do not want people coming around my house expecting homemade sourdough and the likes. But thank you for tuning in. And if you are looking for other content, you can subscribe to me on YouTube. It's at the Lauren Lunn Farrow channel. Once I hit 1,000 subscribers, I will start to put some exclusive content out on there. Thanks, guys. Have a lovely evening or lovely day wherever in the world you're watching.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.